Benjamin runs to his right, catches at the 21. He's going to go way wide left, then cuts it back. 25, he's going outside again. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, cut back. 35, 30, at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. He's gone! Touchdown!
Jim Donovan on the call. You got to love that on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Nathan Zagura and yours truly right here talking off air. We decided, you know, ultimately that game last night was the definition of what a Cleveland football team should be. This is who you can root for, a team that does that sort of thing, and it speaks to Cleveland. And
you gotta love it.
It's a meatball and chicken parm marinara sauce kind of situation. It's not, and no offense to our great friend and colleague here, Gerard Cherry. It's not a sushi town.
So I said if it was a sushi town, I could get some good brown rice sushi in this city, and I can't.
No, you deal with meatballs, you have sauce on your face, and you enjoy and savor what we saw last night, because that's what Cleveland is. You know, we don't do the Denver Broncos thing, this finesse and throw it all over the place.
Right.
Sure, it's fun. Yeah, they're 4-0. Are they 4-0? Yeah, 4-0. And maybe they'll be 16-0. But I like the grit stuff. What do we do here in Cleveland? It's about grit. You live here, you deal with grit.
You go out there and you wear all brown. Let's be honest.
Fancy.
That is not the most. That is not a
you didn't
fancy
even shave.
Color. It's not. No, this was my playoff beard.
I didn't even
beard.
Take a shower.
Exactly.
It's that kind of day. It was up till 4 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, getting writing and doing video stuff and all the stuff for ClevelandBrowns.com. And that's what we're here for. And you work. We work here. We work in Cleveland. Everybody, you work in Cleveland. So
and it is. It's a team that just showed
meatballs.
It showed grit. It showed resolve. You know, they go out there. Like I said, I think even the uniforms have something to do with it. You're not going to see Peyton Manning and those Denver Broncos out there in all brown uniforms. They're not doing that. But this team is. They're going to fight. They're going to scrap. When it looks like they've been kicked in the mush, they're going to get up and they're going to kick you harder in the mush.
Classic Cleveland.
I loved it.
Kind of
I loved
win and team.
And for me, it was special because it's the only game I get to actually go to all year, which is so frustrating.
That's why they won.
But
I saw Miz, by the way,
won.
And he said he had seen you, and you know,
he loves you.
A great guy.
And his buddy Ogre was super psyched.
I think I want to get into that world now. So
you want to go? Yeah, you'll be a wrestling fan.
Give me the schedule.
Next time Raw comes to town.
I'm down with that.
We got to get you a Titantron, get you some music. You could be the Notorious V.I.C. You got the character already.
That's gonna work.
Fueled by meatballs and olive oil.
My family
I'll tell you this is true. Mike told me, he's like, man, Notorious is actually in pretty good shape. You look pretty good. I'm not kidding. He thought he was very impressed.
Bill,
he said, you realize you were in the room with him about 2 weeks ago, right?
Bill, they should see me late last night though. I was kind of crawling on the floor. Bill in Avon Lake with us. Now, hey, Bill.
Yes, I was wondering if you gentlemen let me bring up 2 points.
We will.
First of all, Little almost killed us with his two
we want to get into that. Yes. Why isn't Travis Benjamin returning kickoffs?
And why was Greg returning after that first one?
And his body language.
All right, let Bill make the second.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill.
It's just a shot in the, you know, he just killed us.
Yes.
And it's my second point is, you know, the Browns fans weren't that hard on him until he came out that first set and did exactly what you don't get a second chance in life too often, okay? He had his second chance in life, and he comes out, he's the exact same Whedon that we had 2 games ago. Why couldn't he have learned anything from his misfortune of losing the job? He just came out and did the exact same thing. And thirdly, what's Jeff Garcia doing? Anybody know where he is?
He's
doing
moonlighting
TV. And
I think he's moonlighting as Johnny Manziel in college right now.
he's mentoring and I think enjoying his football afterlife. Thank you for the call. Let's do one more here
about
Little?
Yes.
All right.
You can't do that. You cannot take the ball out from 6 yards deep and get stopped on the 8-yard line. If you want to be the guy who takes it out from 6 yards deep, you better get past the 20. And then to go from 8 yards deep the next time and get back to the 10. And his body language, I thought, was bad. He just walked off the field and he looked pissed.
Why is he returning? Why is the slowest receiver on the team back there returning kicks? I'm not putting him in that role.
He can't separate from DBs. So what's he going to do? Where's Benjamin?
That's question one I have.
That's my question. Where's Benjamin?
Because then you put Bobby Rainey back there, and it changed the thing. But plus, the decision making was better in that. Decision is if that kick is pinning you back in the goal, that 10-yard head start is not going to help.
Let me say this, too, because this was when I thought runner. This was a great Cleveland sports fans moment as well, was when Rainey first came in and then he took a knee, the place erupted as though he had scored a touchdown.
Yes.
And I loved that.
Did the right thing. Discretion, the better part of valor.
It certainly can
be. Hour number two.
Well, you need to find out why Travis Benjamin isn't returning kicks. Can we do that? Can we find that out?
We'll track down Chris Tabor down the hall, and we'll pull him out of a meeting.
He's pretty good at returning punts, I'd say.
And then they'll pull us out of the studio, and life will be good, and someone else
maybe
will
they'll walk by the hall now that we have the speakers, and somebody can answer.
This is going to change
Mr.
things.
Mr. Tabor.
216-578-0850. More of your calls. We'll get to those. Your tweets at Browns_daily. It's Victory Friday. Let's enjoy this. Sabre that's got a long time to do so, right? So we're going to do that right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.